Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Guest in studio, Gary Haven, just met with the governor about an hour ago. And so he's got information from Greg Abbott on coronavirus. I wanted to make sure he got here before I did this. He'll be joining us. There's some stuff going on behind the scenes. But before we go to break and come back with Gary Haven here in studio, the coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon launched by the Chi-Coms, the deep state, and now the left's openly saying, bring down America using it, bring down Trump. We predicted this 6 weeks ago. It's now completely clear. It's outrageous, the crimes they're committing. The evidence shows the virus kills infirm and sick people at about 2%. So it's really bad if you're old or sick. The evidence shows, though, that we don't know how many healthy people have been contracting because they're not getting sick from it. And that's coming out. But regardless, you always need to boost your immune system. And just as important as having storable food and a firearm to protect yourself is taking natural concentrates of what's already amazing that God gave us through Mother Nature for your body. Now, let me just give you a real quick example of this so you have a solution here. Vasobeets is concentrated, one of the strongest concentrates of beet extract out there. Everybody knows what beets do for vascular, the heart. It's not debated. Even medical doctors will tell you that. But here it is. Nitrous oxide, its role in immunity. Look at all these big studies I've got. Just type in nitrous oxide and immunity. And you'll get just hundreds of studies. Now, just some of the natural chemical compounds that are in vasobeets breaks down in the blood and creates nitrous oxide. And it's just incredible for your body. So whatever you do, get some beets or get the concentrate. Vasobeets now back in stock, 40% off. And then it just goes on from there. When I talk about NanoSilver, and now we have the top NanoSilver company that has over-the-counter confirmed stuff in major stores and is sold in hospitals, we private label it and get an even better deal on it. They only authorized us, even though they've had this for 13 years, to put this out a few months ago. Look at this right here. Texas A&M University Health Center. Office of Homeland Security. What they found with this nano silver that's been approved over the counter that we have in our silver cream and our toothpaste. Now, the wound gel is super strong. You don't ingest that. Department of the Army headquarters, what they found in their test, and then our authorization to put this out to you. Because that's the reality, folks, and the idea that all these publications and things don't want you to know that, no, silver is not a panacea. Nano silver, and silver has been known for thousands of years. The Egyptians talked about it, everybody did, and now we know why, because it goes in and just fries viruses, fries bacteria. That doesn't mean you still can't get something and die from it. No drug, no supplement, no anything is perfect, except oxygen and water. You don't have that, you're dead. And I'm sure the FDA will come out and say, no, you don't need oxygen, you don't need water. But being serious here, folks, these are the products we've been selling for years. We didn't just come up here and start selling vitamin D3 of a super high quality type, saying you need it in the winter because when you don't get sun, you don't produce it, so you take it out of the tongue. That's a great product. My kids take it, I take it, and it makes us healthier, more vibrant. All the studies on high-quality pure iodine, just type in iodine immunity, iodine coronavirus, look it up for yourself. We have the highest quality iodine, X2 and X3. And contrary to what the Democrats and George Soros, you know, run Media Matters and all of them say, we have lowered prices during this crisis, not raised them. So get all your nano silver products, get your X2, get your X3, get your DNA Force Plus, get your nano silver toothpaste, your super toothpaste that has that and the tea tree and the iodine, all of it 40 to 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've just decided during this crisis to go ahead and just do this for the next week. I'm going to call the crew right now. I'm going to say free shipping store-wide is implemented again right now. Stay with us. Gary Haven is coming in hot. Infowars.com. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got a package and they got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and CoQ10 that clean out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, herbal food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, and then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
A biological attack has been launched by the Chi-Coms with a man-made weapon transferred to them by Obama on record 5 years ago. The media is now saying it's all Trump's fault for the civil unrest they plan to begin. Now, Gary Haven is a billionaire, smart guy, great pilot, has a lot of courage, flies our crews into places like Haiti right after hurricanes. And I've been begging him to come on for a year, and he wouldn't do it, but then we got a call. About 2 hours ago, he said, I'm about to meet with the governor. I know how much the governor loves you, and you guys mean a lot, on coronavirus. And I want to come in after I talk to him and give you a report on what's going on. So I've got to go deal with some stuff coming up. Owen Schroyer's going to take over. Then Mike Adams is coming up. So you're going to be here until about 15 after next hour. You got a lot to say. But, Gary, you're looking good. Good to see you. I'm not going to go over your whole bio. Folks know you. That's why we can't even shake hands now. That's right, elbow bump.
The new Corona shake.
The Corona shake. So you've got the floor here, but to tell us what the governor had to say. You just met with him a little while ago.
Okay. You know, a lot of it is going to be in confidence. I can't reveal everything he had to say, but I do have a lot to say around that conversation. This coronavirus thing is coming, and we have a really good picture of what America is going to look like in 3 weeks, and that's Italy. And we have a chance to proactively take those experiences, whether it's from Italy or South Korea, Singapore, Hong Kong, and do some things proactively to get ahead of this. The advice I gave the governor today was that, and this is a quote from the governor of Washington State, we have a chance to look at what's coming as opposed to what we have right now. And we've not done a very good job of that. In fact, you know, I love the president. In fact, I was supposed to meet with him on Friday, and I canceled my time at Mar-a-Lago on Friday because there was going to be a gathering of 500 people. And I thought I was going to have a chance to talk to the president about his very, very poor advice that he's been giving and getting from the CDC. But, you know, when I watched him on television Friday at the CDC, and he said that eventually this is going to go away, I realized that he wouldn't even listen to me in a 3-minute elevator speech. So what can we do? What can we learn from our experiences with what's going on out there in the world? Well, first of all, we have to come to terms with the reality. This is coming. It is not stoppable. An epidemiologist from Harvard came out last week and he said, look, because of this being contagious asymptomatically, 40 to 70% of Americans are going to get this thing. Now, the good news is that 85% of the cases are mild. The problem is 15% of half the American population having complications and even death from this thing. Very, very serious. And we have a chance right now to do something to prevent deaths and the disaster that's going to happen to our healthcare system. And by the way, I have a little background. I have a degree in health and nutrition. I've written two New York Times bestsellers. I'm working with Baylor College of Medicine, new breakthrough on immunotherapy for cancer. So I've been spending a lot of time with PhDs in microbiology. One of my best friends is in charge of employee health at the Cleveland Clinic organization. His job as a physician is to oversee the healthcare of 65,000 employees. I was in a meeting with him a week and a half ago, and then on the phone with him Saturday. We have three vulnerable populations. We have the elderly. The death rate for people that are 80 or older is 15%. 70 to 80 is 7.5%. 60 to 70 is about 4%. People with preconditions, heart disease, COPD, these sorts of things, are the second vulnerable population. And the third vulnerable population are our first responders in the medical community. We're getting advice from the CDC that this N95 mask should be worn by all the physicians. And by the way, not by people, but by the physicians. And that mask has a filtration system of only four microns, where the virus is one micron. So the CDC is actually giving terrible advice to the medical community.
And Gary, that's because they're setting the president up. And we said this 6 weeks ago. And now we see it. CNN's like cheering. Oh, we're going to destroy America. It's all going to go to hell. Trump's mismanagement will drive him from office. The talking point's there. And I think Trump's finally figuring that out. But it's so obvious. Man-made virus from China. Everybody praises China. Everybody attacks America. He needs to get on the offense and stop kissing Xi Jinping's ass.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that, Alex. You know, where I disagree with you, okay, is this is a real event that's coming. You made the statement yesterday that 10,000 people might die from it. Yes, they're setting the president up for failure. In fact, I spent a half hour on the phone with the co-chairman of the Republican National Committee yesterday, pleading with him to get the president to take to realize what's really happening. And I told this is the co-chair of the Republican Party, and I said, if you can't get to the president and immediately get him to come to terms with the reality, the presidency is lost. And of course, worse than that.
Gary, I only throw out devil's advocate. And I always do wide spectrum analysis. I say it could be not a problem, it could be a problem.
Yeah.
And then everybody like always gets mad at me. That's what I do. I try to look at every scenario. Obviously, this is the perfect storm. This is the weapon that's taken out Trump. We saw that. They're saying it. They're salivating.
Yeah.
He has to now overreact to cut them off at the pass.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's the case. I just, with the listeners, I can only tell them, I've looked at the numbers. If people show up in Italy and 5% die, that's already the super sick. I don't think it's 5%. 1% is huge. I agree the virus is deadly.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's the globalist attack. We need to make that the main news item. That's all I'm saying. You're going to have the floor here. Owen Schroer is going to take over. I've got all these assaults going on. I've got to take care of it. Really appreciate the crew and all the audience doing a great job. But listeners, you need to understand, it is critical. It is mission number one that however you can, via word of mouth, Twitter, Facebook, email, text message, that we're on air giving real analysis months ahead of what's happening. We've proven that. And we're still not sure at the end of what's happening, but this is the big one. The Chi-Coms are salivating. The globalists are salivating. They're saying, we just played the clip last hour, this will bring down Trump. So the president absolutely has to get ahead of this now. judiciously. And the stock market's down 1,300 points right now. Every day it's dropping 1,000 points. This is the attack. This is their weapon. Everything else failed. And all the globalists, like Merkel and the rest of them, are hyping it as much as possible. So, Gary Haven, I totally agree with you. And I was just hearing you meet with the governor. You want to come in. You'll never come on the show, so I knew you had some big stuff. They didn't tell me, don't say you're meeting with the governor. Was that a secret?
No, not really.
Okay, well, I told him, is that secret? No, he's coming on. I met with the governor. So I wanted to hear that stuff. I don't think with Abbott, but personally, so Abbott thinks this is a big deal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to take over with Owen Schroyer on the other side. I'm going to go deal with all the assaults they've got going on right now. But I really appreciate you coming. Good to see you, man. That's right. We don't shake hands anymore. That's right. I went to CPAC, and now they're talking about quarantining the president.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. You feeling okay?
I'm feeling damn good. Are you kidding? The worse stuff gets, the better I feel. I'm like a pig and you know what. All right, great job of the crew. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Gary Haven, Owen Schroyer taking over. And if you want alarmist views, you got Mike Adams hosting coming up for an hour and 45 minutes. He comes in the 15 minutes of the next hour. And I think Mike's a good guy. I respect Mike. So you want Mike Adams.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Haven is in studio, and I'm telling you, the reason why I love Gary is because he cares about people. So in the break, he's like, Owen, I got to tell people about what they can do right now with this coronavirus outbreak. So he's chomping at the bit to get that out. But before we do that, Alex just took off, and he's telling me, he's like, hey, we got the VasoBeats back in stock. Make sure you tell everybody about nitric oxide, its role in immunity. And I'm just kind of sitting here like, wow. You know, look at all this documentation we have on VasoBeats, or at least the elements inside of it, the nitric oxide and other things, and its role in immunity. And I'm thinking, I don't even need this. I found out about this years ago. I found out about the nitric oxide. I found out about the power of beets. It's become a major top-selling supplement for almost 5 years now. And so there's no doubt to me, I don't need these documents here telling me how important nitric oxide is to your immune system and to your basic functions of your body. It's good for your heart. It's good for your blood vessels. As somebody that eats a lot of red meat, probably something I need. And so there's all different ways that you can look at the benefits of nitric oxide, which is one of the main elements inside of VasoBeats Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. Back in stock, 40% off. I take it every day. I've been taking other beet supplements, and then we released VasoBeat Complete, and it's by far the best, the easiest to ingest, tastes the best, totally pure. You're going to love it. You will see the benefits. Good for your heart health. But don't take my word for it. You can go read all the documents for yourself. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. VasoBeat Complete. Now, Gary, we're talking about supplements. You know, I was thinking about this because I take probably like, I don't know, 20 pills a day. And that's just the supplements I feel like I need to help me be at peak operating, you know, abilities. You look at somebody like Ray Kurzweil, who wants to live forever, wants to bring his dad back from the dead. This is a guy who worked at Google, may still in the AI department. I think the last time I saw, he takes like 90 pills a day. Mm-hmm. So these are the guys who want to live forever, and they're taking 90 supplements a day because it's like the secret science almost. It's like it's so obvious, and with our diets that are so malnourished and everything. But you're talking about specifically dealing with coronavirus or disease outbreak like this, what people can do, what they need to have in their shelves, and what they need to start taking as part of a supplement routine or a diet to make sure they can be as healthy and strong in the immune system as possible.
That's right. You know, and I have a degree in nutrition. I've written 2 New York Times bestsellers on women's health. There's a supplementation regimen that you can take that's antiviral. It's also anti-inflammatory. So you guys may want to get a pencil and write this down. It's simply 4 things, and they can all be purchased here at InfoWars. The first thing is we need to be on a dose of vitamin C of at least 4,000 milligrams a day. You want to split that up because it's a water-soluble vitamin. Number 2, we need to be on 4,000 IUs of vitamin D3. Number 3, we need to be on about 400 milligrams of magnesium. And then the final one is about 50 milligrams of zinc. Those four supplements, if you get your body saturated with them, is a protective barrier against viral infection. And if you do get any kind of infection, it's a protective barrier against inflammation. So that'd be my recommendation to the listeners. You know, what can you do yourself to prepare your body to be antiviral? And I believe this to be very effective. I and all of my family members and as many people as I can tell, you know, my meeting with the governor today, I meant to bring him a supply of it. But I did remember to bring you guys cigars.
Well, so you prioritize, is what you're saying. The cigars made it, the supplement routine didn't.
Well, we do have our priorities, right?
Let me get this straight, though, because I did take notes. 4,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C.
Yes.
4,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day.
Yes.
Which can also come from the sun, correct?
Yeah, but we just don't get enough sun.
Gotcha.
To especially coming out of the winter.
Well, we're in winter right now.
Yeah, by the way, that's one of the reasons the flu season happens, because we don't have enough vitamin D in our body because we lack sunlight. But go ahead.
4,000 milligrams a day magnesium.
No, 400.
400. See, this is why, folks, you take notes and then you go back and check, okay? And then 50 milligrams a day of zinc.
Correct.
Now, I double-checked for brevity here, but I'm pretty sure just from the supplements that I take from InfoWars Store alone, which probably makes up about 70% of the supplements I take, I would guess I'm getting all these a day, probably more.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the only one that I go outside of InfoWars supplements is magnesium. I know I'm getting at least 400 milligrams a day. It's good for recovering after workouts so I don't get cramps and stuff. That's another thing people don't know. But, you know, Gary, people don't realize how lacking they are in basic vitamins and minerals that are just saturated from the diet, the new industrial farming, everything they do with pesticides, all the preservatives. So you may be eating three meals a day, but you might not be getting all the vitamins and minerals. So you're getting sick. You don't know what's going on. This is commonplace in society. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm a farmer and rancher, and we put three nutrients back into the soil. It's called NPK fertilization, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. The soil has long ago been depleted from trace minerals and even major minerals. So it ain't there. So you're either going to suffer the consequences of not having it in your diet, or you can supplement. And supplementing is pretty easy. You know, and I would suggest that you guys put together an immunopack with these four nutrients in it, so that people know exactly what to order when they call.
Let's do it right now live, because I bet I could guess where they can get all these things. I would guess we have 4,000 milligrams. Guys, pull up Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We'll see if we can do this in 60 seconds. We're testing the crew right now. All right, the crew is on, you know, we're on the ship in the ocean. The hurricane winds are coming in. The tide is strong. All right, there's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Let's see if you're getting 4,000 milligrams a day from this, guys. You should be able to scroll down. We have the, yes, there it is. We have all the facts about this. I would actually just go, guys, go up to the, there is zinc in there, too, and magnesium. Guys, go up to, keep going up. Go to the picture of the, there we go. Let's see if we can zoom in on this. Vitamin C, you're getting 1,000 there. Okay, so you need a little bit more. You can get a little bit more in your diet.
Yeah, how many servings a day do you take of this?
One.
Okay.
This is one serving. 1,000 IU vitamin D. You're at least chipping away. Magnesium. Where's magnesium on there? I know it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, magnesium is at the top right, 25 milligrams.
Okay, yep. So you're chipping away, and then zinc is in there too, 5 milligrams. So it's just a good way to start your day. This is just one supplement, by the way. This is just the powder that I start my day with every day. So you're getting a good start with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So I bet we can complete this list. I mean, we have the winter sun vitamin D. I know that. All right, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Gary Haven on the other side.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer, Gary Haven with you. And we're talking about how you can prepare yourself for any virus, but with the coronavirus outbreaking, obviously this is one way to build your immune system. We covered that last segment, but we're having very serious discussions now about the coronavirus, where it comes from, what it is, what its purpose was. And I'll just kind of lay out my basic where I'm at right now, Gary, and then we can get into everything we were talking about. And I was saying this in the break is I think we need to be focused more because I'm not as necessarily as worried about the viral outbreak as maybe you or others for reasons that you'll get into here that I agree with. I'm more worried about figuring out how it started and why. because it's right. This thing comes out of nowhere. We have the Indian doctor examine it, says, oh, look, this has been designed. It's been spliced with HIV and other things. Then we have all the cover-up coming out of China. We have all the cover-up on social media of that exact story.
Censoring.
And so that always raises red flags to me, has me asking questions. We're not focusing on that. Now we're looking at, hey, do we need to be freaked out about this? How should we be stopping this? Which is all fair and good. But if we don't really get down to the bottom of it, how can we properly, you know, analyze or project how we need to prepare, what we need to prepare for? So you were getting into, though, what you think is going on, which I won't agree or disagree. I'm kind of still, like, open-minded, like anything can happen. But I think we both agree this was a bioweapon.
Yes.
You're leaning more towards this was something aimed at the Chinese people.
Yes, with Americans as collateral damage.
And where do you think this originated, or what do you think spurred this to happen?
Well, we know that China is a threat to American hegemony. And, you know, the popular idea is that this virus escaped from a level 4 bioweapons lab in Wuhan. But I believe in something, I hate to admit this, I believe in something much more nefarious. I think the deep staters, the powers that be in our country, and I think I know how they did it. A lot of people have been reading this, even though it's not very common yet. The world military exercises were held in Wuhan in October, 14 days after they left. And by the way, there were 300 American soldiers participating. 2 weeks after they left, which happens to be the average incubation period, this virus turned up in Wuhan. You know, and we know that it's a weaponized virus because we see the RNA strands that were put into this virus from HIV, from MERS, and from the SARS virus. There's no way this could have happened in nature. So somebody built it. There's no question about that. Question is who did and who unleashed this on the world. I'm afraid the powers that be in this country who want to destroy Trump's presidency, they want to eliminate China's threat to our hegemony. And by the way, there's a byproduct of this, which is a depopulation effort. You know, we're going to end up, you know, providing some solution to our Social Security elderly problem. And this sounds terrible, but this collateral damage to the American people, I believe, was a desirable byproduct for the people that are in power. And so the question is, for all of us, I think once we embrace that it's a bioweapon and not for nature, which, by the way, is contradicting what the CDC is telling us.
Well, it's just tough for people to accept that. I mean, let's be honest. Most people are living in la-la land. They're trying to figure out what Tom Brady is going to have for breakfast or where he's going to, you know, throw a football. So when you talk about a bioweapon, they can barely even comprehend it. They just immediately throw you out as some conspiracy kook. No, this is very real stuff.
Yeah. 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 You know, and I have nothing to gain by being here and putting myself out there. You know, I've got a pretty good life, right? But I think truth is a powerful thing. We certainly aren't getting it from the mainstream media, and we aren't getting it from alternative media, except for you guys and a few other sources. And what is getting out there is being censored, which, by the way, is an indicator that we may be pretty close to the truth. So we got to embrace the idea that, and we know this, the laboratory in India, who ended up being censored, you know, they did the RNA analysis of this thing. It's a bioweapon. You can't get around that. And it's important to acknowledge that because it's very, very difficult to develop a vaccine for a bioweapon. So we got to come to terms with the reality, whether we're comfortable with it or not. And then what do you do with the information? Well, I'm trying to get to Trump to make him aware that this is not a non-event. This is a very nefarious act against him. He's following the lead of the CDC. You know, yesterday the president said, I'm a fan of his, right? I was supposed to see him on Friday night. He said that this will go away. That's a quote. Because he believes that the CDC is what they're telling him, which is that very few people are going to get this. 85% have very mild symptoms. And by the way, the reason I know the president believes him is he is still out shaking hands and putting himself in a public situation and exposing himself to this.
And by the way, what is the role of the lady that was Rosenstein's sister at the CDC? Well, I'm sure it's just one that we were just able to identify easily because there was a relation there.
Yeah.
Well, the crew can find it, but go over how Trump is going along with what the CDC is saying.
Yeah.
And again, that's why I'm sitting here just kind of like, I don't want to, it's not even a hedging my bet. I'm just not even ready to throw chips in the pot here because, as we already know, this virus, it infects Asian people or people with a certain DNA, you know, more than say, white people or other people that would live in America. So there's that aspect to it, which, again, is kind of like, well, then maybe I don't want to panic either, because if this is specifically designed to go after DNA that's, you know, common in China and every person, then that's like a major indicator of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, let me explain that to the audience. So, you know, we know that Harvard got into a lot of trouble with the Chinese government because they were over there sampling the DNA of thousands of Chinese people. The receptor site in the human body is primarily in the lungs.
In the break.
Yeah, I said it in a break. It'll pop up, man, in a second. The receptor site where this virus connects and infects people with Asians has a 4.0 level in their body. The ACE2 receptor sites. There we go. With European people like us, it's 0.47, and with Africans, it's 0.40. It's a very mild outbreak in Africa, and I believe it's partly because this virus was designed to kill primarily Asian people. Now, the problem is it's going to kill a lot of Europeans and non-Asian people because it's still lethal. But that's one more evidence that it was designed as a bioweapon to attack China.
And, you know, now I'm thinking about something that I thought I remember, because it's breaking out in Italy. And if I remember correctly, actually, this could be something else that I'm remembering in my mind, but I think there's similar DNA with Italians and Asians. Like, there's some connection there in the genealogy history.
I'm not sure about that, but let's talk about Italy for a moment. Italy is...
Maybe I'm just thinking about Italians invading a different country. I think that's what I'm thinking of now. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Italy is American 3 weeks. In my meeting with the governor, I shared this with him. We can look at Italy today, and that's our future in 3 weeks. And the yesterday, the infected rate in Italy was 10,100 and some odd cases, and the death rate was 463. That's a 5% death rate. The hospital system in Italy is absolutely overrun. They are, as rapidly as they can, converting regular hospital rooms into ICU.
Hold that thought, because we got to go to a break, and let's just close off with this segment. Because based on the knowledge that we've talked about here today, if the outbreak in China on the time scale with what we've seen it go like this, and then we've seen it in Italy go like this, you're saying America is basically the 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from what happened in China, then what happened in Italy is going to be here. All right, we'll be right back with Gary Hedman. Don't go anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Four board-certified dermatologist, Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I'll be back today hosting the War Room at 3 p.m. Central at band.video. Unfortunately, my guest slate is so booked, I don't even have time for Gary Haven. How can I do that? How can I not preempt a guest for Gary Haven? He's going to beat me up in the break, guys.
My feelings are hurt.
We did the Corona elbow when we came in for a greeting, but he may go no holds barred. He may just pummel me in the break. So I might not even be able to host at 3. Gary may pummel me. I may be out. It's always fun to talk with Gary Haven. Very serious, sobering subject today, though. We're just talking in the break, and it just goes down perfectly with the questions I wanted to ask you, because I wanted to get into what do we do next when it comes to this, because this is something I think, you know, anybody who's seriously thinking about this is considering. Mm-hmm. Lockdowns, travel restrictions, self-quarantines, these are things we're already seeing worldwide and now happening in America. Mm-hmm. So I want to get your thoughts. What do you think about a lockdown, which I kind of already know, so I'm going to kind of give you a couple other leaning questions. What do you think we need to do with travel? And basically what we were saying is, or what you were saying is, you think we need to do what Italy is doing now, but now, before it reaches that point, so you can get into that. But my question is, because I think that this is really where I think the discussion needs to be had. How do you do that? How do you do that to the American people? How do you successfully pull that off without causing panic? How do you do that without having it labeled martial law, saying Trump brought in martial law? And do you have any fears that this could lead to some new, kind of like 9/11 changed the world, some new internet era where people are so afraid to even leave their front doors, you don't even have human-to-human contact anymore. You stay inside, you're connected on the internet. The real world is basically done because of this coronavirus outbreak causing so much fear and panic. Gary Haven, try to just address all that.
Okay. That was a nice, easy question, Owen. I
know.
I appreciate
it. You should be able to just think freely and know, you know. Yeah.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. You know what we know from the experiences in Italy or South Korea is that there's two things that have reduced both the death rate and the contagion rate of the coronavirus. Number one is testing. As I was talking to the governor today, I said we have got to start testing not hundreds of people but thousands of people immediately. The CDC controlled all testing until late last week. And as a result, we'd only tested 1,753 people through Sunday in all of America, which is nuts. In Korea, South Korea, they're testing thousands and thousands a day, even through drive-thru. So if we don't know who's got it, we can't separate them from the people that are prone to be infected. Then the second thing that we've got to do is quarantine. You know, I quoted the governor of Washington a minute ago, and he said, look, we've got to be looking at what's coming, not where we're at today. And quarantining can be done. In fact, I'll tell you what I told the governor. I said, look, on Monday, you need to ask people voluntarily to stop gathering. Church services shouldn't be going on. The Houston rodeo shouldn't be on. You guys canceled the South by Southwest. None of this should be happening right now. Nobody should be getting together in groups of people in close quarters. I said he should recommend the schools to close. University of Texas is closed today. That's a great start. But a leader needs to be standing in front of the population making these recommendations. They shouldn't be coming up with them on their own as good ideas. And by the way, I told the governor that make it voluntary now that people are taking these precautions to get them ready for what you're going to have to do in about 3 weeks, which is make it mandatory.
I hate to cut you off. It's just I have to because this is the issue that we run into philosophically and even just physically.
Yeah.
How do you do that without causing a panic? How do you do that without having the backdrop of saying, look, this is why we have to do this.
Yeah.
This was a bioweapon, folks. This is a serious deal. We don't know what's going on. We got to get to the bottom of it. This is going to cause panic.
Yeah.
It's going to lead to martial law. How do you weigh which is the right move to make?
Yeah, you know, and I actually had that discussion with the governor because, you know, he's trying to find the right spot. First of all, the way the federal government is doing it right now is wrong, and I'll tell you why. They believe that information and panic is one point on a spectrum, and it's not. You can begin to give people information so they can make informed decisions before you get to the point on the spectrum where where they panic, and we're not on that. On that point. In fact, the CDC is actually lying by omission. You know, they were telling people, you know, last week when we had 10 infections or 12 or 50 or 62, and then it got to 323. When they make that announcement, they fail to give the disclaimer. The disclaimer is, oh, but we haven't tested anybody. You know, they tested 1,500 people by Sunday. Without giving you that disclaimer, they are lying by omission. That is a terrible way to approach this, and it's going to kill a lot of people. So my point is, let's get on that spectrum somewhere between information and panic, and not lie to the people, nor not tell them things because we're afraid of panic.
What do you think? Let's make this personal, mm-hmm. not to make it about me because other people are facing the same thing. Should I get on a plane this weekend?
No.
I was afraid you would say that.
Absolutely. You know, I'm an airline rated transport pilot. The filtration system on an airplane does absolutely no good. And you guys got to remember, this is an airborne virus. And even the CDC has been holding back on that. It's airborne. I'll give you proof. That cruise ship that was anchored off of Yokohama, when it was quarantined, it had 10 cases. 14 days later, there were 7 100 cases. And these were people that were isolated in their cabins and not allowed to leave. But guess what? They were all breathing the same circulated air. If you get on an airplane, not just with one person happens to have it, and you're breathing this airborne virus, even when that person gets off the plane, it has infected the filtration system. And everybody that gets on that plane for the rest of the day, and they only clean these planes one time a day, but even that doesn't matter because they don't clean the filtration system. Do not get on a commercial airliner, and for heaven's sake, don't get on a cruise ship.
Do we have access to this data yet? Do you know, Gary? Do we have access? Have they actually said, okay, here's somebody that was on this plane. Let's test everybody on this plane. Okay, here's how it went down. Here's everybody who was on. I mean, I'm kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum. Like, I'm like 50-50, but like just on the side of I don't want lockdown. I still want to fly, you know, whatever. I still want to take a vacation. You're on the no total lockdown. But even I see them docking a ship in California and releasing everyone on the ship. And I'm sitting here like, hey, well, I'm the last guy that wants to panic over this, but that's ridiculous. How do you not make that like a floating hospital situation and test every single person and don't let them off until they've been tested? I mean, what is that?
Well, the first problem is the CDC has
so
not...
So is that the CDC?
Yes, they have not produced the test kits. Now, they allegedly came out with 75,000 test kits on Monday.
Yeah, Trump said he's about to release a million.
And perhaps they're going to do a million, but they're not out there yet. Doctors, I'm talking to my physician friends, are not able to get it. Part of the strategy of the CDC practice is this. Don't test, don't tell. And guess what? China, the communist Chinese... Okay, they ran out of test kits, and so they started claiming victims of pneumonia rather than coronavirus. That's why you can't believe in the numbers in China. So our government has practiced don't test, don't tell. That's why we don't know how many people on airplanes
or anything
else. But isn't
that like criminal negligence?
Yes, it is.
This is see, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm sitting here thinking, and this is when you get real conspiratorial. And it's almost like you can't even believe your own conspiracy theory that there would be that many people involved. But, I mean, it's like, are they intentionally letting people off that boat so they can spread it? I mean, that's like, I just can't even believe that they would let that happen.
Well, the other argument to that is that any government agency, any bureaucracy, is going to be absolutely incompetent and inept. You know, in a bureaucratic culture.
No, I know it's I completely agree. It's just funny because it is like matter of fact. It's just like a government bureaucracy. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, you know, any bureaucracy culture, any member of it is not going to put their job at risk. It's all about job preservation. So no one's going to stand up and say, "Hey, look, this is coming," because they put not only themselves at risk for being wrong, but they also expose all the other people who are not willing to speak up. So they get ostracized by the members of their own bureaucracy, not to mention they're afraid of something. So it's just the byproduct, the nature of a bureaucracy. So even if hopefully that's all it is. But I'm with you on this one. I think it's more nefarious.
I mean, that is, again, I'm the last guy saying panic. I'm not worried about the virus. Like, that's where I stand right now. And I'm sitting here like, wait, you're docking the ship and releasing them, and you're not even going to test this as like a, it's a perfect test case. Yeah. It's formulaic. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I always